Oriven News on Friday, May 21st, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe. The weather forecast. The scattered thunderstorms are getting less, so the weekend is partly cloudy with more and more sun. 27 degrees during the night and 35 degrees during the day. The heat is coming back. South-southwestern winds at 19 kilometers per hour. Here's an excerpt from the presentation of the general budget held by the Budget Coordination Committee on Wednesday, the 19th of May.
Okay, so the proposed 2010-11 budget has been reviewed by the FAMC. And although the budget was provisionally accepted by the FAMC, we our tax-exempt status in Oroville is now in question.
Can you explain what that means? And maybe not everybody got that.
It basically means that Oroville currently enjoys tax-exempt status, which means our units do not have to pay income tax. We can do the next slide. So it means that our commercial units, if we lose our income tax exemption, our units would have to pay income tax to the government of India first. Which means that, and roughly they would have to pay approximately 30% of their net profits to the government of India before they could then make a contribution to Oroville. Okay. Minimally, that's what loss of our tax-exempt status would mean. It could also mean, conceivably, that we could lose even our tax-exempt status for people who are making donations to Oroville. Which would mean that if, for example, somebody was donating to the Matramandir, they would not be able to count that as a tax exemption for themselves. And even Oroville might have to pay taxes on that income. We don't know yet. Currently, there are people who are working on this. This is not the job of the BCC, so I'm not really here to talk too much about what's going on, but the FAMC is aware of it and they are working to try to ensure that our tax-exempt status is not withdrawn. This has come about because of the new finance bill. It's not directed at, which was not directed specifically at Oroville. It's simply the finance bill came about because the government saw that some NGOs or so-called NGOs seem to be abusing their tax-exempt status. So they created rules which unfortunately catch Oroville in a very wide net. And it affects all NGOs in India, not simply Oroville. It's not personal. It's simply the way they've written the bill. And that's why we're going about trying to get an exemption from the bill so that we don't fall under this.
Private play reading. Jill invites everyone to take part in a play reading. The play is called The Last Supper, and it's a new play written by the American Thomas Martin. The story is about Leonardo da Vinci and how he came to choose the people he needed to portray the characters in his famous painting The Last Supper. But Sigmund Freud shows up too, so the play is also about the conflict between art, inspiration, synthesis and reason, deduction and analysis. The reading starts on Friday, the 21st of May at 4 p.m. If you'd like to take part, just write an email to Jill. Introduction to Sustainable Food Growing. The Buddha Garden Community Farm presents their approach to sustainable farming. It's possible to look around the farm and participate in a question and answer session. The cost of 150 rupees includes a small booklet by Priya about the farming in Buddha Garden and Oroville. No need to book, just turn up. Every Monday from 10 a.m. till lunchtime. For further information, contact Priya. The Mother. Simple sincerity, the beginning of all process. The news is a reflection on the lives of Oroveans. For further information, please contact oroveradio.org.